So for today, again, we're talking about the Tos Daimer, Kuf Nun Tes. Yudalad, page 102, Yudalad. Now before we do, I want to welcome, wish Baruchim Avayim to our third, but not last, participant of Seed, and that is Shai Rosenthal, who's here. We'd like to welcome him, came in today. Baruchim Avayim, we hope you like it here. Besides the food, okay, so before we go on, we have to have a little introduction. Chavos Chaim doesn't give the introduction, but I have to give you a little introduction to, it's not even Mikvos 101, it's going to even be less than that. Because what we're going to discuss in Yudalad and Tezvav and Tezayin is, we're talking about Netilas Daim. So the whole idea, as we've been discussing, is a level of Tumah and Tahara. You have to be Metaher your hands. So it's not even a level. So Chazal made it that if you wash your hands with a revia, so that purifies your hands because of truma. Okay, we don't have truma unfortunately now, but that was the idea. So the question is going to be like this: If the whole idea is I have to be metayer my hands, so then how about if I was metayer my hands, I purify my hands in another way? In other words, let's say obviously I stuck them into a mikvah. Okay, we'll get to that. But let's say I immerse them into something that is like a mikvah. So would that be good? Okay, so now to understand that further, you have to understand, it's not even rudimentary ideas about a mikvah, it's even less than that. It's less than rudimentary. But a mikvah, the word mikvah means, if you remember right at the beginning of Bereshis, Hashem brought all over the water, was all over the place, whatever that means, no concept what that means. And Hashem brought the waters, he gathered the waters together. So it says, Ulamikveh Hamayim Kara Yamim. To the gathering of waters, Hashem called seas or oceans or whatever you want to call it. So that's where the word mikveh comes in. It's a gathering, meaning that you have water and you gather it into one place. So, like in the backyard, right? We have water and you gather it into a stationary place. As opposed to what? As opposed to, if that water is not in one place, if it's not stationary, so then it's not a good mikvah. The classic example, or bad example, is that if the mikvah water is flowing, the mikvah water is flowing, we'll get to that, that's called zochlin, that calls it flowing, and that would be no good. Now the classic example of that is, let's say you have a river, let me give you an example. Let's say you have the Cascio River, as I call it. Right, everybody knows that when we get a rain, so we have this torrent of water that comes down a Cascio. So you would say, so could I take something, either my hands or a keli, and tovel it in that water? Could I do that? Okay, so there has to be a certain amount of water. Could be that it has that amount of water, about 200 gallons, 40 saw, 191 gallons. Okay, whatever. So the answer is you can't. Because rainwater, in order to be good for tahara, it has to be a mikvah. It has to be in one place. So the Cascio River would not be good because at Zohel, it flows. So that would not be good. It doesn't work. So it has to be in one place. Okay, so one of the cases we'll get to is one of the other halakas about a mikvah is not only does it not flow, but also has to be in one, it has to be a certain amount of water, which as I said before is 40 sa, approximately 191 gallons. You have to have that amount of rainwater. Okay, that's one way. Another idea of mikvahs is that's if you use rainwater. How about if you don't use rainwater? You know, you can't use any water. There's a lot of halakas about what type of water you can use. But another way to do it is what we call mayon. That's what we're going to get into whenever we get to it, if we get into Yudah today. A mayon is a spring or an aquifer. In other words, almost most mikvahs we have, we use rainwater. We gather rainwater. How we gather it is a whole tomo. We gather rainwater and it's in something that we call mikvah. Another way to do it is if you have a low water table and you could hit a natural spring, or you have a natural spring, so that's called a mayon. Mayon has a different halakhas. Mayon is metaher, even a small amount of water. You don't need 191 gallons. Now you need a certain amount of water because a person would not be able to immerse in a teeny, teeny mayon. Right, you can't get your pinky into it. Right? You know, you have to be able to immerse your whole body. So that would be a technical problem. But technically, you don't need 40 saw. You don't need 191 gallons by a mayon. a mayan is metaher even at a small amount. So that's important because let's say somehow, you know, people are complaining the Kelim Mikvah is closed now. But let's say if you went into your backyard and you hit water and there was a spring, and it could be even small. If you had the example I give in school is you had to tovel a cooking needle. Everybody knows that. So when you teach these halakhas, you come out of these things, right? You know, sometimes when you have you want to stuff a turkey or stuff a bird, so you want to close it, so you use a sewing needle. You use a cooking needle, not a sewing needle. So since that comes into contact with the food, you have to tovel that needle. Okay, how do you do that? That's a mission. Let's leave that. But let's say, so you can't use the Anshei Emes Mikvah now, so you hit this natural mayon, and it's a small amount of water, you could tovel it in that, that'd be good, believe it or not. So, let's just get into, I know I use a lot of the time here for the introduction, but with those basic ideas, very basic, let's just look at Yodal, even though we're almost out of time. Yodal Machaber says, Hitvil Yodav B'mei Mayon, right? You stuck your hands into a mayon, into a spring, right? There was a natural aquifer. Now you know what that means. A few Aimbo Mem saw, even if you don't have the 191 gallons, even if you don't have not a 40 saw, Also, tvila, it works. Why? Because I always just said, mayan works. A mayan's better. As long as you could get your hands into it, right? It can't be a teensy, like I said before, by the cooking needle. If you have if it's just a tiny trickle of water and you got your fingertips wet, that won't do it, right? But if it would be enough of a mayan that you could just get your hands into it, immerse your hands in it completely, so it doesn't have 40, fine, it'd be good. Okay, so we'll get into case B tomorrow, but you'll see again, these will all, for the next couple of days, well after Tisha B'Av, we'll get into permutations of these type of cases of mikvah, mayan. Again, you're not washing your hands, you're immersing your hands. Of course, later, we'll talk about, in Chav, we'll talk about if you immerse your hands, what bracha do you make? Okay, that's a separate issue, but we'll get to that later, Mir Sashem.